Lebanon enters talks with Israel but with no cards to play. BBC joins paramedics on duty in Lebanon after Israeli strikes. Hungary's next PM would pick up if Putin calls and tell him to stop Ukraine war. Greek police using masked migrants to forcibly push other migrants back across border. Hospital at center of child HIV outbreak caught reusing syringes in undercover filming. I don't know why they're coming. Australians on Harry and Meghan's visit. Italian PM condemns ally Trump over unacceptable. Pope criticism Spanish PM's wife charged with corruption after two-year probe Eric Swalwell to resign from Congress after sexual misconduct claims. Bong Bong Marcos fights ill health rumors with star jumps. Leo becomes first pope to visit Algeria at start of major Africa tour. Iran carried out highest number of executions in decades. Ex-Nigerian oil minister denies taking bribes. Peru election drags into second day after ballot delivery fiasco. Britney Spears goes in torb after driving under the influence arrest. Philippines accuses Chinese. Fishermen of dumping cyanide in South China Sea. Mourners sing Asha Boslahes' iconic Indian singer cremated. The Dutch village at risk of being demolished. Leading candidate quits California governor race amid sexual misconduct claims. Nigeria Air Force orders investigation after dozens killed in airstrike. 8 to be awarded for bravery in Bondi Junction stabbing. At least 30 feared dead in crush at Haitian tourist site. Can't this man broaden the appeal of a South African party seen by some as too white? Katia Adler. Jubilation in Budapest will be felt in Europe, but leaves Moscow cold. Quantum computing, a tech race, Europe could win. Democrats were already scrambling in California's governor race. Then Swalwell dropped out. The U.S. blockade of Iran is a gamble. Will it work? Viktor Orban's Hungarian experiment runs out of steam. Trump's threat raises risks and leaves predicaments unchanged. On patrol with Canadian forces securing the Arctic as global threats grow. What is a naval blockade, and how would it work in the Strait of Hormuz? Political turmoil in Indian border state as 9 million lose voting rights. U.S. blockade of Iranian ports explained in 2 minutes. Celebrities and fans pay tributes to Asha Basel. Hungarian voters celebrate much-needed change. U.S. drivers head to Native American lands for cheaper gas. It's a special thing to be on planet Earth. Artemis crew welcomed home in Houston. U.S.-Iran study ceasefire plan as Trump's hell. Warning nears deadline. Fact box. Which key Iranian figures have been killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes? Kremlin says the whole Middle East is on fire. U.S. crude premiums climb to record levels as Asia, Europe compete for supply. Iran has formulated its response to ceasefire proposals. Foreign Ministry spokesperson says gold reverses losses after reports of U.S.-Iran ceasefire push. BOJ says regional economies could worsen due to fallout of Middle East conflict. U.S. rescues airmen, vows hell for Iran if strait stays shut. Oil prices open higher as U.S.-Israeli war with Iran continues to disrupt supply. HSBC chairman sees AI and Asia growth offsetting Iran war impact. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.60%. Dividend beats Q1 sales forecasts as perfume demand masks food business dip. Sikor Q1 sales rise 22.6% on acquisitions. Organic sales fall 6%. Nordex Group secures 1.9 gigawatts in orders during first quarter. Stocks rebound. Oil and dollar slip on hopes of U.S.-Iran resolution. Barclays names top European airline stocks amid elevated fuel costs. Analysis, Sazerac won't easily gate crash Jack Daniel's maker's merger talks. Analysis, after tackling Kering's debt problems, Demio faces the Gucci challenge. OpenAI's $852 billion valuation faces scrutiny amid strategy shift, FT reports. Kazakhstan GDP grows 3% in first quarter of 2026. Analysis, Italy's surprise rise in exports to U.S. masks deep fragility to tariffs.